Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Exciting news this morning from European Green Transition. Here to tell us about it, founder and major investor, Cathal Friel. Tell us more about this morning's announcement, Cathal.
Yeah, Alistair, thank you very much for having me on. Yeah, this morning's really cool. We did our European Transition IPO literally less than a month ago, and we're up 60-odd% already. We did guide the market. The only reason you invest in these small cap IPOs is to try and double the share price in the first year and hopefully triple it in 18 months. We have done that successfully in a number of our previous IPOs. This is my fifth one. We're always focused on shareholder value. We did kick off the IPO with some mining assets, and we emphasize we are not a mining company, because Alistair, you and your listeners will know, mining equals losing money for shareholders. Geologists do tend to do very well in mining companies because they get paid, but us, I'm always the Near Vehicles, a reasonably large shareholder. So I don't intend losing money. I put a lot of my personal cash in this company. I'm a non-exec director. That's because I'm not allowed to be chairman. I like being chairman, but I'm chairman of 2 other companies, Poolbeg Pharma and HVIVO, both who've done very well for our shareholders. But look, this morning's announcement is very simple. It's a statement of intent. We're moving the hell away from mining. Mining is still going to be very important. Don't get me wrong. Our rare earths is really exciting in Sweden. But at the IPO, we said we're European Green Transition. So we're going to look at anything in that transition to the green economy. And there's nothing like this morning's announcement. It's an investment. We've got an option. We've got to figure it out. There's no guarantee that this deal will go ahead, but we're pretty confident. It's a 1,500-acre peatland. I call them carbon sinks. Other people might call peatland, might call them bogs or whatever else, but it's a virgin peatland in the northwest of Ireland. And we have an option for the next 12 months to figure out how to generate carbon credits. We all know those planes, Ryanair planes, those bloody Irish planes, and every other one, BA, Lufthansa, and all the big cement plants in Europe are generating carbon. They have to do a thing called offsets. When you take your Ryanair ticket, you get this little option, tick the box to voluntarily offset your carbon footprint. But then they also have to buy carbon credits. Where do they come from? There's sometimes forests in Brazil, forests in Africa. What happens to forests? They get burnt down, big risk. So peatland, Scotland, believe it or not, and a lot of your listeners won't be aware, have done it really well. Scotland, now unfortunately, it's about half a dozen very large wealthy entrepreneurs own almost as much land in Scotland now, the 6 or 7 as the Crown Estates. So Scotland is ahead of the game in developing the peatland. And we believe this is one of the first such projects in Ireland. And basically what we do, we re-wet the bogland, and that generates the carbon credits. So basically, this is the first trial one. If it works, we think we can scale it very significantly. It's 1,500 acres, which will produce, we don't know how much carbon. We'll sell those credits every year, and we'll never buy this land. We will then have a revenue share with the landowner. And when we get it working, we'll scale it up. I think we could have 100,000, 200,000 acres in play, of which we simply get paid to source the carbon credits and to generate the carbon. And that leads us on the second part of this announcement. We did say at IPO that we would have revenue pretty soon. So a key part of generating carbon credits is trading them and selling them. And we will very, very quickly, we would imagine, it's not guaranteed yet, be in the carbon trading business. So that will be income generating. So hopefully, does that give you a whistle-top tour of this morning's exciting announcement?
Certainly does. So what is it about this particular peatland project that so excites you?
The scalability and the low cost. Every project said this is the fifth IPO I've been involved in. I'm always the largest shareholder. I put my money in my wife. I'm always the last one to sell shares. But I like generating income. As a European Green, we're already up 60%. We guided we're going to try and double or triple the share price. This doesn't involve big capital expenditure. It will involve some capex if we exercise the option to re-wet that land. However, there's funds available for that, that they will pay for the re-wetting. And our job is to see, can we make a business model work? It's no guarantee, but I'm pretty optimistic. And likewise, can we scale it? And it's probably anybody knows the west coast of rural Ireland. There's a hell of a lot of bogland, and there's millions and millions of acres of bogland going to waste. The beauty about it is that other carbon credits usually come from forests in Guatemala, South America, Africa. They're hard to manage. It's very easy. Carbon credits must be certified every year. So we think if we get this right on a very low capex role, we could be generating very substantial carbon credits on a revenue share with the landowners. And then, hey, presto, we're in the carbon trading business, which is an auxiliary business, but it can go cash flow positive very quickly.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be music to the ears of investors. So, I mean, you talked about not losing money, but making money. So perhaps you could just sort of say a little bit more about making money, which I think really is the thing that investors want to hear about.
Yeah, again, like at the IPO, I said we would generate, and again, I probably upset some people, but we generate revenue in the first 12 months of the IPO. And people say, how the hell do you do that in a resource company? We're not a resource. If we're a mining company, we would just burn cash, come back with a begging bowl, please, sir, more cash. We're not a mining. We do have some really cool mining assets in Sweden, and we think they have potential to generate near-term revenue. We have some, maybe one could say, surplus requirement mining assets as well. They may be traded on for cash. But this particular project, we see revenue generated. The carbon credit side of our business, if we get it working, should be revenue generated within the first 12 months. And I've guided the market, we want to be EBITDA positive in the second year. So that's our simple model. We don't like burning cash. We like using a small bit of cash to go a long way. We did the exact same thing in Open Orphan. We IPO'd almost the same, 6 million pre-money, raised 6 million, 12, around small 5.7p. And we did double the share price in the first 6 or 9 months. And we picked up two very nice businesses. And today, HVivo, which is the renamed Open Orphan, is at least it had gone up 10x, it's still up 7-8x from IPO. So our plan to European Green is the exact same. Focus on revenue, watch the cost base, and build some cash flow generating business really, really quickly. And today's announcement is absolutely, it's very scalable. It doesn't soak up loads of cash because all we're doing is having a revenue share with the landowners. And these revenue shares will go out for 10 years, long tail income from the carbon credit generation. And almost a very near-term carbon credit trading business. As we know, it's a very, very interesting space as we speak.
Exciting stuff. Well, we wish you all the best with it, Castlefriel. Thanks for joining us today.
Pastor, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing? I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call pound 250 and say keyword CARE. That's CARE to pound 250.